Welcome to the Paradesk, part of the Bad Moon Rising Network. Move out of the way! The Paradesk. It's been a while, approximately 9 weeks since the last weekly show, sorry to say. Obviously, I'm going to try and make it a little bit more weekly from now on, so sorry about that. Has been a while. Date today is the 25th of August, and we'll be doing a bit of a news roundup of the paranormal in the news this week, and possibly last few weeks. What else we got? We've got the future show coming up. The next main future show should be out next week. We'll be dealing with zombies, the origin of zombies, do zombies exist, all that sort of stuff. So look forward to that. It'll be the main Bad Moon Rising show with myself and the Bibster. Also, I'm thinking about, because I'm currently out in a sort of secret location, a South American secret location. Out in the forest out there, I'm currently growing a little field of marijuana, so I'm thinking about sort of keeping you guys up to date with that and how that grows going on, but that will be a future subject possibly. Okay, well, on with the news. Okay, this story from Strange News from LifeScience.com, title: Spate of 96 UFO Sightings Spurred by X-Files. Supposed UFO sightings can often be explained by natural or man-made phenomena. The bright planet Venus is often mistaken for a UFO, as are airplanes and weather balloons. A slew of reported UFO sightings in Britain in 1996 have long intrigued the proponents of the concept of alien craft visiting our skies. Some 609 UFO sightings were made that year, compared to 117 the year prior. It was all part of the public fascination with then-popular X-Files and the movie Independence Day, released in 96. The documents show that many of the sightings in 96 had logical explanations rooted right here on Earth. Don't expect today's news to dampen UFO enthusiasm, however, as scientists who study this stuff have found people simply want to believe. Okay, this from the Times Online, August the 26th. Attack of the killer cows. Move out of my way, humans. Why, those peaceful, cud-chewing cattle may be more threatening than you thought. They moo, they chew grass, and they make milk. What possible harm could a cow do? Well, more than you think. Farmers have issued a warning to walkers, advising them to be careful around cows with their calves after an unusually high number of attacks this summer. Four people have died and many more have been injured in the past 8 weeks after run-ins with cows. Cows are normally peaceful creatures, but they can become aggressive if they feel that their calves are in danger. Farmers have pointed out that two of the people who died this summer were walking with their dogs, which cattle may see as a threat because they look a bit like wolves. Robert Sheesby of the National Farmers Union said, "Cows are generally placid and docile, but when a mother animal feels the protection of her offspring is at risk, temperaments can change. A fully grown cow can weigh up to a ton, so on the rare occasion that they do attack, the consequences can be serious. Farmers and walkers groups have advised dog walkers to keep their dogs on leashes while in the countryside. Walkers who feel menaced should let the dog go. It can outrun the cattle while the owner escapes to safety." Farmers also said that walkers could take a walking stick with them and walk straight through the animals if cows start to move towards them. Sounds a bit dodgy to me. "Be bold and walk straight through them," said Ed Rees of the NFU Gymru, the Welsh Farmers Union. "These animals are just protecting themselves." Shut the fuck up, cow. Walk through them, indeed. Okay, this one from Sky News, dated August 26. Sounds wacko, but vid shows Jacko Backo. A short video that allegedly shows Michael Jackson stepping out of a Los Angeles coroner's van after his death is doing the rounds on the internet. The 29-second clip will doubtless reinforce the view held by conspiracy theorists that the King of Pop's death was an elaborate stunt and that he is still alive and kicking. The video, apparently filmed in an underground garage, shows a man being escorted from the back of a white van and through a doorway by a guard. The man appears to have the same build and hair as Jackson, but his face cannot be seen at any point. The person who posted the footage on video sharing website LiveLeak claims to have been given it by a trustworthy source. This video shows that Michael was still alive after his dead body was transported to the Los Angeles Department of Coroner. The video description states, "I checked the license plate number and it looks like the King of Pop is jumping out of the same van his dead body has been in. However, the van's number plate is not clearly visible at any point during the video and there is no date stamp to indicate when it may have been filmed. Even users of LiveLeak, which is known as a breeding ground for far-fetched conspiracy theories, have their doubts. Michael Jackson, Elvis, Tupac and Biggie are all hanging out together on some island making music. I'll have the video of that later today," wrote one. "Yeah, I figured as much. Him and Elvis are probably out partying somewhere," chipped in another. "His death at the age of 50 is being treated as homicide." Oh, this one just in. This one's from Anna Nova. "Fat bottom smuggler seized. Customs officers arrested a smuggler with 6.5 kilos of cocaine hidden in his shorts after becoming suspicious of his big bum. Officials at El Prat de Llobregat Airport, Barcelona, forced him to strip and found specially made pants with dozens of tiny pockets sewn in to hold the drugs. The green neoprene pants contained more than 160 pockets for canisters of cocaine. Drug investigators were determined to get to the bottom of it when they noticed the smuggler's huge backside as he waddled through the airport. He wasn't a big man, but he has a very bulky rear end and was walking very strangely," said a spokesman. "Then we saw that whenever he sat down, it was like he was sitting on eggshells. His backside and his legs looked like they belonged to a weightlifter. We've seen all sorts of stunts, but the big pants were a first for us." Well, that's it for the Paradesk this week, listeners. Don't forget the upcoming show about zombies. Should be coming out next week sometime. And look out for another Paradesk. Goodbye.
Sorry, no time. Mustache, come back later.